You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
There is never a bad time for some good friends.
Dude, I'm in the bathroom. Get out of here.
This is the Ace and Friends Radio Show.
Like that? Coming in high and fresh today, baby. You didn't like it?
What was that?
I don't know. You guys, dude, I'm in the bathroom. There's never a time. There's never a bad time for good friends.
Well, this is like,
hey, that's a bad time.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah,
maybe I'll even work on that.
I like it.
I'll have right now.
I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, see? You know?
That is a good friend.
Coming in hot with something fresh for you. Welcome to Ace and Friends, Fun, Funny, and Fast. I'm the modern-day Mr. Rogers. Riggins and Tech D. Rob are here. You ever had to ask a friend to bring you something to the bathroom? That's like the worst feeling. I hate that.
Yeah.
I guess it's different when you live with someone. Like when you have and the last time I had a roommate, I guess, was TJ a long time ago. That was no big deal. You're like, hey, can you throw me some toilet paper? Whatever you got to have. But,
yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, other than that, and I don't like anything to do with, I don't like anybody being in the bathroom when I'm in there at all. Mm-mm. You know, but my wife will not within the home close the door to the bathroom when she goes to the bathroom.
That is so weird.
So if to get to my closet, I have to pass the toilet. It's got a little door that goes into the toilet.
Yeah.
So if she's in the bathroom and I don't know what she's doing, I just know the bathroom light is on and I go, oh, let me grab my jacket out of the closet. As I step into the bathroom and go to make a left to get to my part of the bathroom where the closet is, her closet is on the right end, mine is on the left end. Her closet is much larger than mine, no problem. But as I go to turn, I hear this, I'm peeing. Oh. And it's turning. Okay, well, just let me know when you're done.
Okay.
So I gotta wait now. I can't do anything in there because I gotta, you know, can't get ready to leave until I get my jacket or whatever, my shoes, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I'm walking down the hall, which is not a long hall, I make it sound like it's, you know, half a mile, and I'm going to my office, the spare bedroom, the guest bedroom, all rolled into one. The other bathroom in the house, full bath, is right there. Those two doors are almost touching because it makes like a little L. Doors open. I hear, I'm peeing. I don't know. I didn't know you were in there. Like, what?
Big announcement.
Super annoying. Anyway, a lot coming up today when it comes to Ace and Friends. And she figures heavily into something that's coming up a little bit later on today's show. Because I ask her what you need to know about me according to her.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's coming up a little bit later. But I was given one of the greatest compliments ever yesterday. In a very awkward situation, it became one of the greatest moments ever. Tell you what happened next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
I am the modern day Mr. Rogers, El Papa Diablo, known by many names. My name is Ace. And I just recently had a vasectomy. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. I'm just not pronouncing it. So yesterday, let's put it this way. I get confirmation next week as to whether or not the vasectomy actually worked.
Yeah.
So yesterday I had to go and drop off, you know, what they needed to determine whether or not I was to make this determination. And it turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. So I walk in and I have a brown paper bag that contains everything they need to make this determination as to whether or not my vasectomy worked. And it's awkward because you're walking, you're in the lab. Now, it's not awkward for them. They know why you're there. They know what you're doing. They've got it on their little list of people who are going to be stopping by that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, how are you? And I was dropping off for the doctor. I said his name, and she said, okay, great, thank you. She goes, I need you to fill out this little form. And I said, okay, thanks. She goes, let me look you up and punch you in real quick. When's your birth date? And I said, 5/24/68. And I started writing, and she goes, 5/24. Say it again. And I said, 5/24/68. She was like, 1968?
Damn.
And I said, yes, just like 1968. She goes, huh, real, no way. And I said, yes. She goes, huh, I would not have guessed you were that old.
Oh, good for you.
And I said, well, you just made my entire day. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Considering you're holding a brown paper bag, you know.
Yeah.
You and I know what's. Yeah, right. It's kind of weird. Yeah. And the other lady goes, who's 1968? And he is. And I said, yep, that's me. And she goes, nah, you really? I would not have thought that either.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this is turning into, I told him, I said, this is the greatest day ever.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bring y'all, I may have said, I'll bring y'all one of those every day from now on.
Yeah.
And they laughed. They got a big laugh out of that. I said, I'm not going to do that. They were like, we know, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was like, you have made my entire day. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exact opposite feeling of when that person asked if you needed the senior discount.
The exact opposite feeling of that, Rob. That guy said, the senior discount? Oh, no. What's the age? He goes, 60. 60?
No, 68, bro. Yeah,
now I'm armed with, I got two women telling me I don't even look as old as I am. You're asking me if I'm am I old enough to be 60 for the senior discount?
Mm-hmm.
Two more years.
Yeah. Two more.
You said you're 58. Right? No, 68 was the year.
68 was the year.
I'm 55, Rob. I have about to be 56.
My bad. That really was my bad.
Yeah.
He's riding high, Rob.
I ruined that, I guess.
Don't get too high around these people is the lesson. Yeah.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at ACETJ.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Ace and Friends.
What is happening in the UK? There's a TikTok that Riggins found that... You're like, what is going on? This is pretty self-explanatory. Here we go.
Today I learned in the UK, if you have a dog and the dog bites someone, you are considered responsible legally. But if you have a cat and the cat bites someone, you are not. And it is because the UK considers them free spirits. Essentially, according to the UK government, a cat is a wild animal that has decided to live with you. It tracks. Have a great day.
I mean, isn't that the weirdest thing ever?
I did not know that until I heard that, until I saw this.
They're qualified as free spirits, and they're wild animals that just happen to choose you to live with you. Therefore, you're not responsible.
Now,
I mean, that is weird.
If your dog bites someone, you should be responsible for what happens because that's your dog. Yeah. You're in control of that animal.
Yeah.
But if your cat bites you, there is no requirement because it's considered a free spirit.
Which doesn't make any sense, because if you buy that cat from a breeder, that was never a wild animal. That was born for the purposes of selling as a domesticated animal.
Yeah, and you had your brother's cat for what, 6-8 months?
Yeah.
9 months, however long it was? At any point, did it come across as like some type of wild animal that you were not responsible for?
No. Yeah. No. And it definitely bit me. And I didn't get to sue anybody.
That is crazy, though. That if your cat bites somebody, they just take it. Oh, it's okay. You're not responsible for that. It's a wild animal.
Free spirit under the Free Spirit Act. What are you talking about?
Is there anything else under the that comes up under the Free Spirit Act?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but it makes sense. Like if you were go out in the woods and you got attacked by a bear or whatever, you don't get to sue anybody because of that. That's a wild animal. But a cat, a domesticated cat, they're like, because it chose to live with you. No, if you go and purchase a cat, that cat did not choose to live with you. You purchased it as a pet. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, none whatsoever. But apparently, that is the law in Britain, in the UK.
It's all backwards over there. Everything's backwards. Biscuits or cookies, chips, crisps or chips. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I said, when you come to America, don't trust anything called a biscuit. It's like, yeah, you know what? Our biscuits are, whatever cookies you have, I'm sure they suck. Our biscuits are a billion times better.
Do they still refer to cigarettes?
Yes.
Using a word that is derogatory in America?
I think so.
I would never be able to do that. I would never get used to that. That would never be okay with me. Like,
no.
Okay, can't do that.
Still call kissing snogging. Oh, the God. Loo.
Kissing is snogging?
Mm-hmm. A snog.
So get a snog?
A stroller is a pram.
What?
It's all annoying.
A pram?
Before
a
this
pram.
Is over, I'm going to hate the British.
That's I hate them.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
You never know when you're going to meet the one. And today's good news is proof of that. It's also proof of something that women just need to learn and understand. You're going to hear the story of a young lady from Minnesota who is about to be married next year. Her name is Hannah Bullerman, and she is telling the story of how she met her fiance, Alec Hoffman.
I happened to have like a ping on my phone from Grubhub that I had a coupon. I was like, I love a good coupon.
Yes.
I saw that it was like fast approaching. I was like, perfect. They're going to drop it off in the lobby. I look grubby. And then this number calls me. I was like, oh no, it's the Grubhub guy. He wants me to go down there and get my food. So I went down, I'm walking down the stairs and I see him. And I was like, oh no. He's cute. He's so cute. And I was not cute. I had this number on me. So I was like, maybe I should text this number. I'm like, what's the worst thing that can happen? If he already has a girlfriend or he's like not interested, I'm never going to see him again.
So she texts him. He didn't have a girlfriend. He was interested because he'd met her there in the lobby. He was like, yeah, I'd love to get to know you better and go out. And now they're getting married.
Oh, no way.
People magazine just did an article about him. What's the lesson in all of this? You're making it way too hard, ladies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys don't care.
Yeah.
Like she said, she walked downstairs. She looked grubby. He looked great. And what happens? He fell for her instantly, as quote unquote grubby as she looked, because he thought, man, look how cute she is.
Yeah.
Didn't make any difference to him.
Yeah.
It's no different than, you know, your wife or girlfriend is up during the day just, you know, around the house in sweats and a hoodie, hair in a ponytail. She thinks she looks horrible. And you think, look how cute you look today.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no difference.
Yeah. Do you think women do the same thing, though? Or men do the same thing? You know, where you're probably overthinking it?
No, not as much.
Well, I see. I think it, like when your wife saw you for the first time sitting at that bar and you were crying, you weren't at your peak hotness.
Nobody was crying. Where does the crying come into play?
I wasn't crying.
No, you felt
like crying.
You have said that for years. I was not crying. I was just sitting at the bar watching TV, eating.
I don't know.
Drinking beer, eating some shrimp tacos.
I remember there being.
There was no crying.
There were tears.
I'm not going to be sitting in a restaurant at a bar by myself just crying. That's dumb.
Okay, maybe I made that up. I thought that was the story.
Yeah, there's been no crying. There was no crying involved.
Regardless of the crying, that wasn't at your like peak hotness. You know what I'm saying? Single guy.
Yeah.
You know.
In that moment, it probably wasn't, but I look good. I mean, sitting there, I was looking to meet some ladies while I was out.
You were?
I was open to the opportunity, sure.
Okay.
I was looking to meet women anywhere I went at the time of my life.
I thought you were like moping or.
No, she said sobbing. I looked kind of like she goes, you look kind of sad sitting by yourself. But she thinks, everybody looks sad when they sit by themselves and eat. She's one of those. She hates eating by herself. So if she sees you sitting alone eating, she's like, that looks sad.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't really look sad. And I didn't realize that at the time. I've only learned that in the years since, that part of what made me look so sad to her was not any facial expression. It was the fact that I was sitting at the bar by myself.
Yeah. You can't be sad eating shrimp tacos. No one's ever been sad doing that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Maybe that's how I came upon
that. Yeah. So what you need to know about me, according to my wife. Oh, yeah. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. This is Ace and Friends. It has come to my attention that you need to know more about me. Even though a lot of you have heard me and Riggins and Rob on the radio for a while, maybe you don't know enough about us personally. So I decided to start remedying that situation by turning to my wife. Now, a little history here. I'm 55. She is 31. My second wife. I have a 21-year-old son, and I have a 9-month-old son. And my oldest was my daughter, who would turn 25 in July, but she passed away 3 years ago in a car crash. So I told Amanda, I said, real quick, just top of your head, give me 5 things that you think people need to know about me, that people who listen need to know about me, to help them know who I am, to help them understand my thought process, to help them understand things that are important in life, so forth and so on, what they're going to be getting from Ace and Friends every day. Here's what she came up with. Number one, she said, you are very self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm.
That I make a lot of jokes at my own expense.
Yep.
That type of thing. She said, number two, you are, and I quote, low-key cocky. That you're very self-deprecating, but in reality, there are a few things in life that you clearly have no problem letting people know that you're good at.
Yeah, that's probably yeah, like, okay. All right.
Is like, it low-key, though?
Rob, I'm reading them as she said them okay, out loud. I just right. jotted them down. So number one, I'm self-deprecating. Number two, I'm low-key cocky. Part of that is she thinks I have a cocky walk. You can't see that on the radio.
Oh, you do. That's true. I didn't think about that.
That is true.
You have a strut.
More than one person has said that to me. And I guess that has been my just the way that I've walked my entire life.
Maybe.
Yeah, whenever I first met you in the hall in the old radio station, I was like, oh my gosh, he means business.
He means business.
Pressure up. Oh my gosh, that guy means business. I would think that's a good thing.
Yeah, purpose.
Okay. I mean business, Riggins.
Really?
All right, fine. Sorry, I guess that wasn't a good answer.
No, I think it's a great answer. I like it. I'm using that all the time.
High-key cocky.
I mean low-key. I mean business, people.
What business? Monkey business.
Hang on. We got 3 more to get to. And I get to we get to the remaining 3 next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting
This is Ace and Friends.
Taking a chance for you to get to know me a little bit better. So I asked my wife, and she shared with me, what you need to know about me. So this is what you need to know about me, Ace, according to my wife. And I think I want to do this for everybody on the show as we go around over the course of the next few days, everybody getting to know everybody a little bit better, you know, so you can become familiar with what to expect from Ace and Friends. So we gave you two already. She said, number one, you're self-deprecating. Number two, you're low-key cocky. Number three, she said, you are her words again, and I quote, undercover freak, because you subtly mention that on the radio from time to time.
You do.
Mm-hmm. I make jokes and stuff. Anyway, okay. Number four, and she said, I mean this in a mocking way. Number four, in a mocking way, oh, you're in a band. Oh, you're in a band.
Whoa.
She said, like, if I were to write it down, it would be like, you know, capital Y, small O, capital U, small R.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I got it. She's like, yeah, you know, everybody makes fun of you because you're in a band, but you don't mind because you like people to know that, oh, you're in a band.
Yeah, you do. That's true.
I said, okay. And number five, I ordered her, give me five. Number five, I am, quote, desperate to star, end quote, in a wrestling event.
Oh, yeah. Desperate?
She was like, she goes, you're desperate to be in a, no, you're desperate to star in a wrestling event. And what she means by that is, because I inquired, she's like, you don't want to just be like a referee or something, or a manager. You want to be in it.
The main event.
It's like, yeah, I don't even have to be the main event. But if we're going to be in one, I want to be in one, and I would like to bleed.
Yeah.
I want them to cut me.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think you'd also like to be the announcer for wrestling.
Oh, yeah, that'd be God. Fun. I mean, that would be fun. But main thing I would want to do is actually be in the event, which is still a possibility in August. I'm still.
That man's got a damn family.
Yeah, I got to talk about that again with them. So. Here's again what she said. Review the five. What you need to know about me, according to my wife. Number one, self-deprecating. Number two, I'm low-key cocky. Number three, I subtly mention from time to time that I'm kind of a freak. Number four, mocking, you're in a band. And number five, you are desperate to star in a wrestling event.
Wow.
I mean,
she's not wrong about any of them.
She knows.
She nailed all of them again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so now you know me. A little bit better, I hope.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
This is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day because none of us likes to age. Male or female, nobody likes aging, and nobody likes looking older than you actually are. Now, in my particular case, I think in the past, I think I always looked younger than I was. But in the past, probably 3 years, 3.5 years or so, I think I've aged a lot. I feel like I've, you know, visually, physically, whatever, I feel like I've aged a lot in the past 3 or 4 years.
Stress.
Yeah. All of it, stress, not sleeping, all that kind of stuff. So I saw this list of 8 bad habits that make you age faster. Okay. Now, there is nothing on this list that we don't know. You know all this stuff. But when you see it all put together, you realize what kind of an impact it can have. Like number one on the list is smoking. And it says more and more studies are now showing that vaping is bad for your skin too. Number two, too much sun. Stock up on the sunscreen as we get closer to summer. Well, I'm sunscreening myself to death. I'm fair skinned.
Check.
Not only do I have to sunscreen, but if I'm out anywhere with my wife, she makes sure, like, yeah, you need to get under the umbrella for a little while.
Like a kid.
Beach, umbrella. Boat, get under the cover for a little bit.
Yeah.
Pool, you probably go sit back under there a little bit. You need to take a break from the sun for a little while. Number three, a bad diet will make you age faster.
Mm.
Processed food and stuff loaded with sugar and saturated fat makes your skin age faster. Number four, not exercising, because you lose muscle and bone density as you age, and it happens even faster if you don't work out. Number five, too much booze damages your cells, accelerates the aging process. Number six of the habits that make you age faster, chronic stress. It says long-term stress limits your body's ability to repair itself. Number seven, bad sleep. You'll look younger if you make sure that you are well rested. And they say that just actually is a day-to-day thing, which makes sense.
Yeah.
There are days you see people and go like, you look tired. If you look tired, you look older than you really are.
Sure.
Your skin's not vibrant. And number eight, not brushing your teeth will make you look older. It says there might be a link between gingivitis and heart disease, but also be aware, you know, nobody looks youthful when they've got some bad teeth.
That is true. That is true.
Riggins made a face when I said teeth. I made this, and I thought, what teeth? What does that have to do with anything? Then, oh, no, that's a good point.
Yeah, you don't look young when you've got dirty or, yeah, that's an unfortunate reality.
Nobody with bad teeth looks young. Even young people with bad teeth look older than they are.
Yeah. And some of those things are reversible or you can control it. Yeah. Bad teeth. Some people just have bad teeth.
That sucks. And that's a tough one to overcome. Yeah. But do the best you can to take care of what you got because you know that's one of the few that you can really – well, all of these you can really control for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those are 8 habits that will make you age just a little bit faster.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend. All right. We're going to play another round of Normal or Nope, a game that we've played from time to time that just – tests whether you think something is normal or nope, that's not normal at all. Next.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Normal or nope? I will give you a scenario. And you tell me whether or not this is normal. Now, these come from a variety of people. So it's not just one person that has all of these things. So normal or nope? I've been driving the same car for 3 years, but still check the dash to see what side the gas tank is on when I get gas. Normal or nope?
That's normal, I think.
Yeah, that's normal.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, you forget.
Especially if you've been in someone else's car, then you get back in your car. Yeah. And it's, oh, wait, hang on a second. Which one is it? So, okay. Normal or nope? I eat popcorn with chopsticks so my fingers stay clean.
it's not normal, but I don't think it's a bad idea.
Yep.
Not normal. Nope.
All right. Normal or nope? Getting straight into your pajamas when you walk in the door from work.
It's a big Gen Z thing now.
Yep.
Yep.
Bed rotting. No.
I see, think it's normal.
I think with the mainly females, I think it's normal. Come home. Right to the PJs. Hang on. Let me assess the day. Like I've already been to the gym. All I'm going to do now is have some dinner and do whatever I got to do this evening. I'm going to get in the pajamas. I think it's a pretty normal thing.
I don't use pajamas, but I do get out of my clothes as soon as I get home.
Yeah, you just go.
Well, your pajamas essentially are.
That's fair.
Because you're in your underwear. You sleep in your underwear, right, Rob?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Normal or nope? Feeling completely heartbroken and lost when you've caught up to all the episodes and now have to wait daily.
Normal.
I think that's normal, yeah.
Amanda was watching The Circle the other day, and they dropped the first four episodes, and it's right at the end of the fourth episode, and they're about to eliminate someone. It's a reality show, if you don't know. And they're about to eliminate someone, and I said, you're not going to find out. She goes, they wouldn't make you wait a week. But they would, and sure enough, they didn't tell you who got it. It gets right to the point of telling you, it's like, oh, you got to wait a week for those next four episodes to drop.
Terrible.
Normal or nope? Getting so annoyed by your partner's mess, but not bothered by your own. And also finding it so much easier to clean up their mess than to clean up your own mess.
Yeah, that probably is normal.
That's probably normal. Normal or nope, not eating the little black bit on the end of the banana.
Oh, normal.
Not eating it? Yeah, normal.
Yeah. Just take that little piece off.
Sure. That's one of those, oh, people eat that.
Yeah, life is too short to be eating things you don't want to eat.
Yeah. And finally, normal or nope, hiding your spouse's things because they won't put them away, despite being reminded and asked several effing times to put them away. That's
normal. I can't answer that one.
Yeah. You said it's normal, Rob?
Yeah.
You hide Meredith's stuff from time to time? Nope.
She hides mine sometimes. She says she doesn't, but I know she's hiding it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. That one's normal then.
Yeah.
All right.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Money or your morals? $12 million are your morals? That's a question one Hollywood celebrity was asked. And the answer might surprise you. Next.
Ace and Friends.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/acetj today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/acetj.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Hello, hello, hello.
Ace and friends.
Money or your morals? There's a great story that's come out. You had an opportunity to make $12 million. That's a life changer. That's a game changer. Nothing will ever be the same after making that kind of money. I would fall to my knees and cry. Say, thank you, God. But Owen Wilson was faced with this, and he chose morality over money. Because Owen Wilson was offered $12 million by the director of an O.J. Simpson movie. Now, Joshua Newton, who's the director, says he offered Owen $12 million to play Douglas McCann, a real-life attorney who got wrapped up in various conspiracy theories during O.J.'s 1995 murder trial. Newton says that Owen Wilson backed out after he read the whole script and realized that the film suggested that O.J. was innocent. Owen supposedly told him, quote, "If you think I'm going to take the lead in a movie about how OJ did not do it, you've got to be kidding me," end quote. Thus, he chose his morals over $12 million.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, it does help that you've already got money. It's because Owen Wilson is probably pretty financially set for life. He wouldn't have to work if he didn't want to. And either way, you know, having money makes that decision a lot easier.
Definitely.
But today, Riggins, they said $12 million starring in a movie where it looks like OJ is innocent. Would you do it?
Yeah.
I would too.
100%.
100%.
I would do it for a lot less.
And I would just say things like, it's a movie.
It's acting.
It's acting.
This isn't a true story. Thanks.
Yeah, we're just making a movie.
Yeah, I mean, Owen Wilson is tied in with Disney now. He's like, no, I'm not going to screw that up.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Now, if I had money, like if I had Owen Wilson money, where I know if I pass on this, I'm still going to get like a film that's going to pay me $8 million and another film that's going to pay me $10 million. So, you know, you don't do anything to put yourself in a bad light in that scenario. But if you're me.
Yeah. Please, you'd play Marsha Clark.
Yeah.
In a wig.
I'd play OJ. It's like, yeah, it's $12 million. It's a tough one, though.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it wasn't for him.
But it doesn't seem to be that it was tough for him at all. Yeah. But it is a bit of a compliment to him, though, that he decided not to do that. But it makes total sense. It would have been a bad career move in addition to just not feeling good about it.
No.
But it makes for a good story either way. You turn down $12 million.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Ooh. Players are going to be players no matter how old they are. They may play the game a little bit differently, but they're still playing the game. And we have the proof. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take pride in presenting
this is Ace and Friends.
Tech D Rob, just talk about it on the radio so we can get this out of the way.
So I started listening to some Nickelback songs yesterday, and then it brought me to the Nickelback song. Well, it's not Nickelback. It's just Chad Kroeger and the lead singer of Saliva together on the Spider-Man soundtrack from 2002 called, it's a song called Hero.
And they say that a hero can save us. Watch as we all fly away. Or something like that, yeah.
It rocks, okay? And, you know, I've been listening to Saliva and Nickelback in the past few days.
But he's been talking about it all day.
Oh, I just got to make sure people remember this song. Like, I don't want it to go away. We take
several shows during the day. So this is when Rob got here, when I first encountered Rob at 5:30 this morning, he was singing it. And I told him for a while, like, now that song is stuck in my head because you won't stop singing that song. And then here we are hours later, and Rob just goes, during the break, Rob goes, Ricky, do you remember that song Hero by Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott?
That's like a butt rock heaven right there. Saliva and Nickelback.
And there's a sentence in there that Rob just said that I'm pretty sure, Riggins, you've never said in your life.
What's that?
So I went home and just wanted to hear some Nickelback.
Yeah. Hell
no. I mean, I'm a Nickelback lover, and I will gladly play a Nickelback playlist in the car or something like that. But that's not, you know, one of the things. You're not going to go home and go, you know what I need to do? I'm going to play some Nickelback.
No. Not in my wheelhouse, but I like that song. I forgot about that one. That was a good one.
From one of the greatest movies of all time, too.
Spider-Man, the 2002 version of Spider-Man?
The first one?
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Is with that the Green Goblin?
I was going to say, with the Green Goblin?
Yeah. Has okay. Willem Dafoe?
Yeah.
A master at his art?
I agree with that.
Okay.
Those are better than the new Spider-Man movies?
I think so. I mean, number one's always going to be best for me.
Really?
What other butt rock are you way into, Rob? Saliva?
And that's
the term. Yeah. And who is that? Gen Z gave the term butt rock.
Yeah.
Which is kind of how they phrase it. If you spend any time on social media, it's referred to as butt rock.
Anything that's like,
Creed is butt rock.
Corn. Hinder.
Hinder.
Papa Roach.
Of an angel.
Theory of a Dead Man, Shinedown.
Theory of a Dead Man is like every album you go, that's okay. And then like three great songs. Mm-hmm. I like Theory of a Dead Man a lot. Shinedown, you said, Rob?
Yeah, I don't know that Shinedown fits in that category.
Yeah, Shinedown doesn't fit in that category.
They put them as like the best butt rock band of all time.
I know, because they're amazing, but I don't think that didn't strike
that's
me.
That's why I don't think they're a butt rock.
I think Nickelback's the best butt rock band of all time.
You dang them right.
If I had to pick one, you know.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
What married life is really like. I'm not complaining. I'm just sharing an example. Promise. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. when we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
What does Peyton's Promise do? First off, what is Peyton's Promise? Peyton's Promise is our charity, which does a variety of things. Every Christmas, we do Breaking and Entering Christmas, and we spend tens of thousands of dollars breaking into people's homes when they're not there and leaving them the greatest Christmas experience they could ever hope for. We just gave away $10,000 about a month ago with the first quarter of the rest of your life, where $10,000 is changing someone's life and the lives of others right now. Several times last year, we helped with people who were referred to us. Several of them don't even know we were the ones that helped. But I'll give you an example. There was a story of a 12-year-old girl who had a stroke and needed a ramp installed in her home. And we went out and spent, I think it was about $6,000-$7,000 to have this unique ramp built and installed into the home for them. That's the type of stuff that Peyton's Promise does. A lot of our work is with kids who are terminally ill and chronically disabled. So that's what Peyton's Promise is. You can find out more at peytonspromise.org. And Peyton's Promise is named after my daughter who died coming up on 4 years. This summer will be 4 years. So, anyway, peytonspromise.org. You can go find out more, and we would hope you support anyway. If you're a business and want to sponsor one of our events, our big golf tournament that we do every year is our big fundraiser, and so much more. You can find out about everything at peytonspromise.org. I'm going to give you a little insight into not everyone's married life, but into my married life. My wife texted me this morning and said, now, so you know, there is an age disparity of 24 years. I'm 24 years older than my wife. Now, especially because my mom passed away a year and a half ago from the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia. And I've often mentioned, I'm pretty sure that's going to happen to me in life. I don't know why I think that. I just do. It is a point that my wife makes often is that, you know, hey, your memory's really slipping.
Oh, great.
Now, I have a million things going on. I've got this job, which is like three jobs in one. I've got a little side job that I'm doing. I'm in the middle of finishing producing a documentary about my band. Oh, I got a 9-month-old baby at home.
Yeah. Hello.
I got a lot of moving parts to my life.
Yeah.
So she messages me this morning, what's your schedule for the day? And I said, well, I was planning to leave here and go straight to my other job that I go to for a couple hours, a few days a week, doing some video production work and voiceover work, and then come home after that. And she said, I told you that I have to, she's a personal trainer, I have two clients from 11:45 to 1:30 today. I told you that in text earlier this week. And I said, well, you did. But when I looked on the board in the kitchen where she lists all of her stuff for the week, it says Thursday and there's nothing there.
Aha.
You would think.
Aha.
And she said, I've already clearly chatted with you person to person that I trained from 11:45 to 1:30 today.
It's not on the board.
I text you about that at the beginning of the week. I said, well, I looked at the board again this morning and it wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you've got to get organized or do something to help you with your memory. I know you're very busy, but it's gotten scary bad.
What's the board for if not to be a master list?
You know what, Rob? That would have been my reply. I looked at the board where you list everything, and Thursday is blank. But I'm when on, it turned I'm on your vicious side. Like that, I just went,
yeah.
Ouch. I said, I will see you right after I'm done here, and I will go later this afternoon when you're finished with your record, your whatever you're doing.
You want me to you want me to text her?
Rob will tell you how to do it. Rob don't
I
do play. Not,
Rob, I would like for you to stay the hell out of it, to be quite honest that. With you. Yeah, no, I do not want you to text Rob. Let me be clear about that, okay?
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Hey, I was going to do this earlier, but we kind of got sidetracked with Rob's butt rock. Players are going to be players no matter the age. They just play the game a little bit differently next.
Ace and Friends.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fact of life. Players are going to be players no matter the age. They just play the game a little bit differently. They find their satisfaction a little bit differently as they get older. This TikTok has gone viral of this girl's sweet encounter with an old man in a parking
right
lot.
Right here, he's walking. I don't know where he's going. Maybe Starbucks.
So she's showing him walking across the parking lot.
I'm
old
sitting
man.
In my car, like just editing a TikTok. And he taps on the window and goes, "Hi, I'm Francis." And I go, "Oh, hi. What is he doing? He found something, I guess." And I go, "Hi, I'm Sophia." And then he goes, "Sophia." And I go, "That was beautiful." And he goes, "Thank you. I sing in the choir." I love old people.
Now, you tell me, he's old too. He looks like he's over 80.
Oh, if not 90. Yeah,
and he just rolls up. "Hey, I'm Francis." He's doing the same thing he was doing when he was 20, except now at 90, 85, he is not expecting to pick her up and take her home. No. But he is gaining some, if not a great deal, of satisfaction out of that encounter. Mm-hmm. The fact that she was like, "That was beautiful." That's all he needed right there.
Sophia.
That was a win for him.
Absolutely.
You know what? I'm going to cruise on into Starbucks and get my coffee, Sophia. Mm-hmm. Glad I could make your day.
Yeah, well, you know I'm in the choir.
Right. I'm just in the choir. But yeah, he just goes. What 85-year-old guy is just knocking on somebody's window, some 25-year-old girl's window?
Yeah. And a 25-year-old guy is not smooth enough to pull that little maneuver off in any way, shape, or form.
I laughed at that because she's like, "I love Opie, but they're so sweet." He's not being sweet.
Yeah, he knows. Come on.
That man is not being sweet.
"I'm Francis. What's your name?" "Yeah. Sophia." "Sophia. I'm in the choir." "Oh, come on."
"I'll see you. Have a good day." She's like, "Oh, no, that was beautiful." "I know. I know it was."
"Sure."
And it came to him lickety spot. I mean, he saw, he walked past and he's like, oh, yeah, there's a woman right there. Let me knock on her window. Hello.
He probably saw her get in the car and was like, look at, she's an attractive young lady. I'm about to see what I can do here because I'm an old guy.
She's like, oh, sweet. Totally. Old man.
There's nothing harmful. He's totally harmless.
Yeah.
But he's still playing the game.
Absolutely.
He just gets his satisfaction a little bit differently now that he is full of himself walking into that coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Like, that's right. Mm-hmm. My name is Francis, ladies. Get ready. Love it.
Ace and Friends. This is Ace and Friends.
My goal here is to not make anyone feel old at all. But I do love stuff like this that makes you go, oh, man. That was 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, I was 35 years old. King of the world. Riggins, 20 years ago, you were 16.
Yeah.
20 years ago, Rob, you were 18, right?
Yep.
Okay. 20 years ago, these movies were hot, fresh, and new. And now they all turn 20 this year. Are you ready?
No.
Yeah. Here we go.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
Oh,
I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Yeah, that's Anchorman. That's
Anchorman, yeah.
Anchorman turns 20 years old this year. Here we go.
If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Yep.
Dodgeball turns 20 this year. This one did not surprise me. Maybe because there's been a TV show and all that. It seems like this movie has been around forever.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, I thought that was Bad News Bears.
No, remember?
Billy Bob Thornton
was the head coach in the movie Friday Night Lights.
That.
Because of the TV show, everybody thinks it's, what's his name with the great black hair?
Kyle Chandler.
Kyle Chandler.
Man.
Everybody thinks of Kyle Chandler when they think of Friday Night Lights because of the TV series. But the movie is phenomenal.
I've never seen that.
Oh, the movie's great.
Really?
Yeah, the movie's more of the true story of what took place with that football team. But Billy Bob Thornton was the head coach.
He's got such a great voice.
Yeah. Let's see. More movies that turn 20 this year.
I'm going to steal it. Steal the Declaration of Independence.
National Treasure.
Oh.
I love every one of those National Treasure movies. I just think Nicolas Cage is cool enough as it is.
It's usually a good time.
Yeah, it's usually a good time. Here we go. Let's see. One more movie turning 20 this year.
You know what I wish I had right now?
No, what?
Razzles.
Razzles?
Any idea?
What?
13 going on 30. Not as big a one. It was they switched places.
Lindsay Lohan?
Yes. Thank you. And then there's this one that's also turned 20.
Hey, what's up, money? You got a problem? What you looking at my ass for? Nah, yo, hold my poodle. Yeah. Hold my poodle.
You know it?
No.
White Chicks.
White Chicks. Yeah.
All those movies turned 20 this year.
More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
Riggins always has fun games on the show, so I ran across this game and thought it would be fun to play. Riggins, you and Rob can play against each other.
Okay.
It's called Think Fast. Okay? Ooh. I give you a category, and then I will name a letter, and you have to come up with something, a word that fits that category that begins with that letter. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay? So, for example, something shiny that starts with M.
Mazda? A Mazda? It could be shiny.
That would, okay, I guess we take that. We'll take a Mazda.
That's not a great answer. What?
Not a great answer.
M.
Money?
Mirror.
Oh,
a mirror.
A mirror ball.
I mean,
there's not just one right or wrong answer necessarily.
Mirror. Okay.
All right. Things we don't use anymore. Outdated stuff. All right. We're just going to go through a theme here. Things we don't use anymore. Outdated stuff. Starting with N.
N.
Okay. Scratch it. Newspapers. Go to starting with P.
Pagers.
Thank you. Starting with an F. Things we don't use anymore, starting with F.
Fidget spinners.
Things we don't use anymore, starting with M. Things we don't use anymore, starting with the letter M.
MapQuest.
Good. And things we don't use anymore, starting with E. The letter E.
E?
Yeah. Things we don't use anymore, starting with E.
Egg cookers.
Well, I got nothing.
I don't know. Encyclopedias.
Okay.
Things you do every day. Things you do every day, starting with the letter S.
Shower.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
E.
Eat.
Good. B.
Brush teeth.
D.
Dump.
Sorry. It's gross. Well, P was the next one. So
P, yeah. Yeah, P.
Poo or P. Okay. Okay.
That's tough.
It's much harder than it seems.
Yeah, that's way harder.
But you know that people listening are screaming, you know.
Yeah.
Encyclopedia. Come on.
That was hard because I don't think
fax machine.
Yeah.
It's much harder when you're in the moment playing against someone else. Yeah.
I haven't thought of an encyclopedia in years.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the point.
I know, but that's why I'm like, I couldn't come up with it. I wouldn't even think about it.
Ace and Friends. What were your favorite things on Ace and Friends?
On Ace and Friends.
All right. End of another episode. Teddy Rob, your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
The way Amanda described you for people who are unfamiliar.
Yeah. You can speak up, Rob. You don't have to get the way man described you for people who aren't familiar.
Also that I'm gonna send her a text message to stand up for you. So,
no, stay out of it, Rob.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, she described me as that people need to know that I am self-deprecating, low-key cocky, that I subtly mention regularly that I'm kind of a freak. Number four was, you're in a band. Like making fun of me. Yeah. And number five, that I'm desperate to star in a wrestling event.
Yeah.
Those were the five things that Amanda feels it's important for you to know about me.
That's so funny.
Riggins, favorite thing from today's episode of the same thing?
I think it's probably the same thing. Yeah. It is funny to see what she thinks is important to know about you. I think that's what's great.
Yeah, from the standpoint of, if you listen to the show, what do you need to know most about me? And that's it.
None of those would have been on my top five.
Really?
Yeah.
None of them. Well, maybe tomorrow you can give us your top five things that people need to know about me, since none of those things would have made the list.
Yeah.
Is there anything good that's going to be on your list tomorrow?
Yeah, I think most of them are positive.
The high pitch, yeah.
Redneck's only going to be one of them. Yeah. I got four other shots.
I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
I don't think so either. I think it's charming.
So that and more coming up tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Ace and Friends.